Welcome to Monday Morning Homilist.
I'm Father Manny Alvarez.
And I'm Jorge Santibáñez. Every Monday morning, we dive deeper into the previous Sunday's readings and homilies.
And towards the end, we veer off to talk about life and definitely talk a little sports.
Enjoy.
My dear friends, once again, it is so wonderful to see all of you here on Easter morning as we celebrate the greatest day of the year, when Jesus Christ, our Lord, conquered sin, conquered the tomb, and raised triumphantly from the dead. That is why we're here. That's why we're in our Sunday best. That's why our church, as we said last night in the Easter vigil, is shaking with joy. How many of you shook when the Gloria was sung? How many of you shook when the Alleluia was sung? We haven't sung it in 40 days. And today, like Jesus breaking free from the tomb, our Alleluia was even more glorious. Because we sing that song because we are an Easter people, and Alleluia is our song, what I wrote in the bulletin. And today we are all witnesses of the resurrection. We are all witnesses of what Christ has done in our lives. In the first reading in Acts chapter 10, Peter stands up and begins to recount all the things that happened. This Jesus, whom you nailed to a tree, has risen from the dead. God raised him on the third day and granted that he be visible to all. Not to all, but as the witnesses chosen by God in advance, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. So Jesus chose not to make a grand entrance from the tomb and show all the Romans and all the Jewish people, "No, here I am." No, he only chose those he ate and drank with. Those who God had chosen to be witnesses of the resurrection. All of us, as I said earlier, are witnesses of the resurrection. And then Peter goes even further when he says, he commissioned us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. So today we receive a great commission, as we do at the end of every Mass, to go out into the world and to scream, "Jesus Christ is risen!" Because that is our cry as Christians. As Christians, we are witnesses of the resurrection, and we are called to take what has only been revealed to us, to take it to the entire world, that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord of our lives, and he has to be Lord of our hearts. And so today, as we gather for Easter Mass, St. Paul tells us very clearly in the second reading, seek what is above. Why? Think of what is above, not what is of on earth. Because so many times we focus on the things that are transitory. So many times we focus on the things of this world. We focus on the things that don't endure. When we need to have our eyes fixed on Jesus, our eyes fixed on heaven, seek what is above. Now there may be things that may hold us back or hold us down and don't allow us to witness Jesus, or to witness Jesus to the world, to proclaim to the entire world what Jesus has done in our lives. Notice what happens in the gospel account we read from St. Mark's gospel, where Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome come to the Jesus' tomb on the third day after the Sabbath, very early in the morning. And they are worried about one thing. Who's going to roll away the stone? All of us have something in our hearts, a stone that only God can roll away. See, they were worried about the resurrection. They were worried about, they were worried about who's going to open the tomb for us so that we can prepare the Lord for his burial. They were doing something solemn. They were doing something great. They were doing something holy. And yet, their hearts were filled with worry, with anxiety, with stress. Who's going to roll away the stone? See, God did that already. And St. Matthew's gospel is a little more dramatic. God opened the stone with an earthquake. That got everybody's attention. But when they get there, they see this tomb had been opened. The stone had been rolled away. So what God is calling us to is to trust him. See, Jesus had told not only those women, but told the disciples, he would rise. They forgot that. Father Andrew said it beautifully in the 9 a.m. Mass. They were cowardly hiding in the upper room. Judas dead already from his betrayal. Peter surrounded, overwhelmed by grief by his denial. Probably still hearing that rooster crow over and over again in his head like a broken record. I just dated myself. Do we still have broken records? But can you imagine the grief that Peter was in? And then all of a sudden, the angel tells Mary Magdalene, the other Mary, and Salome, go tell my disciples that I'm going before them. Tell them that he is risen. Could you imagine when Mary knocked on that door and told them this good news, that the Lord was alive, that the Lord is risen? Now, if we had read the first gospel that you saw there in the Missalette from John, you know, Peter and John go running to the tomb to see. Peter stoops down, nothing is said of him, but John saw and believed. They ran. Because never in human history had something like this happened. And so we have to ask God on this Easter morning that to fully participate in the victory of his resurrection, we have to say, Lord, whatever stone that may be covering my heart from opening it up totally to you, remove it. I'm not going to worry like the women this morning in the gospel. Who's going to remove it? You're going to take care of this, Lord. Your grace is enough for me, as St. Ignatius of Loyola said. Your grace is enough to make true witness of the resurrection. Then we will start to seek what is above. Then we will recognize that as witnesses of the resurrection, we have been commissioned to go out into the world and to tell the entire world that Jesus is alive. That Jesus is risen. Now all of you are all dressed up. And you see a packed church, and you're probably going to, you know, because you're gluttons for punishment, you're going to go to packed brunches after this, right? Okay. When you go to your brunches and your Easter egg hunts or your family parties or whatever it is, are you going to be witnesses of the resurrection there? Or are you just going to say, Happy Easter, and that's it? No. We need to come out of this Mass, whether you're here in this church or, hi, those watching us in Cumber Hall, which I heard is filled to the brim. We need to walk out of this property, out of this holy space, out of this holy land, this holy ground, this ground consecrated to give glory to God the Father through our Lord Jesus Christ and in the Holy Spirit. We have to allow that Spirit to enter into our hearts, to remove the stone of sin, to remove whatever stone may be weighing us down. Do not let the things of this world worry you. Christ has conquered everything for you, to give you eternal life. That's why, my brothers and sisters, seek what is above, not what is below. Whatever worries you had as you walked into this church, am I going to be able to find a seat? Well, apparently many people didn't, okay? Whatever worries you had when you walked into the church or walked into the hall, whatever worries you had, leave them here. Go out into the world and share the joy. Go out into the world and share the hallelujahs that we haven't said all of Lent. Go out into the world proclaiming God's glory, because you are witnesses of the resurrection. You've been commissioned to tell everyone that Jesus is alive. Let us be an Easter people. Hallelujah is our song. Let us not go forth from this place, not transformed, but completely rejuvenated to tell everyone that Jesus Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.